page 136, an action is a moment in a possible or actual history or in a number of such histories. The notion of a history is as fundamental a notion as the notion of an action. Each requires the other, but I cannot say this without noticing that it is precisely this that Sartre denies, as indeed his whole theory of the self, which captures so well the spirit of modernity, requires that he should. In L'Analyse, Sartre makes Antoine Roquentin argue not just what Mink argues, that narrative is very different from life, but that to present human life in the form of a narrative is always to falsify it. There are not and there cannot be any true stories. Human life is composed of discrete actions which lead nowhere, which have no order. The storyteller imposes on human events retrospectively an order which they did not have while they were lived. Clearly, if Sartre Roquentin is right, I speak of Sartre Roquentin to distinguish him from such other well-known characters as Sartre Heidegger and Sartre Marx, my central contention must be mistaken. There is nonetheless an important point of agreement between my thesis and that of Sartre Roquentin. We agree in identifying the intelligibility of an action with its place in a narrative sequence. Only Sartre Roquentin...